Radio BYT.
Quite the introduction you gave us.
Hello, friends. This is our first episode. We're going to try to get this going. We are Radio BYT. That is my dog, Oliver, in the background, eating a bone with me. My name is Mitch. With me is my wife.
Hi.
What is your name?
Jessica.
Great. We're off to a bang-up job.
Not very good at this.
So I figure we just dive right into it. That is really going to be bad, but that's okay. Why did you want to do a podcast? Did you want to do a podcast?
I don't know if I necessarily wanted to do a podcast. I think we toyed with the idea for a while.
But we're doing it.
We're going to, you know, when you like throw spaghetti at the wall to see if it sticks, that's what we're going to do. We're going to see if it sticks.
I like it. So I'm going to tell you why I did a podcast, and it's a story. It actually happened roughly 2 hours ago. So I was walking the dogs. Right, and I purposely didn't tell you this because I wanted to get your reaction in real time.
I know, we've been together for like 2 hours. We had sushi.
I thought we'd been together for 9 years.
Well, since the event happened.
Since the event.
said event.
All right, so I was walking the dogs, right? I was walking up the street on the way back and came across, I took notes on this actually. I came across this Turkish woman, her dog Lucky, little white dog. Runs up to Ollie. Ollie's our chocolate lab. Starts barking at him. Just starts.
And Ollie's like, what the heck is going on?
Ollie. All right. So I preface this by telling you that our dogs are the best dogs. We think they're bad dogs. Ollie does nothing. He just goes, really, dog?
You're disturbing my walk.
Meanwhile, Turkish woman, Lucky. Right, and I'm standing there like, I don't know what to do. Thor's jumping up on me like, can we get going with this walk, please? So then Lucky, the white dog, comes up to Thor and starts barking at Thor.
Oh my God.
And Thor's like, really? I'm like 3 feet taller than you, bro. So Lucky keeps running around Thor. And I got the Turkish woman going, can you help me?
I have like, two dogs. You like, have
lady,
one.
I got two dogs. And then you got the guy.
Was Lucky not on a leash?
No. Oh, Lucky was loose.
Well.
So I start going at Lucky with my hand, right? I'm like, maybe if I try to act friendly, it'll get scared and go back to its owner. Lucky, sit. And I'm like, I just want to go home. Right. Listen, so they finally corralled Lucky, right? Okay. We got Lucky out of the way. And you know. When I walk home with Thor, it's always trying, right? It's very difficult to get Thor to walk home.
She's very independent.
I'm going to tell you, we were about a half mile away from the house. I walked that half mile, no interruptions. It was so silent that you could hear a pin drop. And Thor was like, I just need to be at my house. Okay?
Traumatized.
So from that, I'm like, I need to tell these stories on a podcast.
Oh my God.
So that is the reason why I want to do a podcast.
Oh. We're lucky.
Now, I preface all of that to say, do you have any quick thoughts? You've had a very long time to come up with a quick thought.
Oh, man.
Is that enough?
2019 has been a crazy year for me. But
why?
Why?
Yes.
We're not going to get into that right now.
That's fair. I have a quick thought about 2019 as well, actually. This works out well. We didn't talk about this beforehand, actually. I've been talking about it. 2019 is the year of the Lohan.
I see where you're going with this. Absolutely.
Right. So Dina Lohan, sneaky one of the best people on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, because she is so incapable of playing Big Brother that it's awesome. It is awesome.
She's the definition of a blonde.
I
don't even know if she's blonde, though.
So we were watching Celebrity Big Brother, the finale, right? And they were asking questions, and you had to, like,
pick up the paddle.
Yeah, you had to pick up the paddle. It was A, B, or C. And Dina Lohan literally got They did seven questions.
Seven.
Yeah, she got one right, and she wasn't even close. She was like, "Yep, I'm putting up C. Oh, it's A. Dina, please keep your paddle up." And she's like, "Oops." Right. So beyond that, I do have another question about Lohans. So Lindsay Lohan has Lohan Beach Club going on mm-hmm. with my main boy. I forget what his real name is.
He's great.
Panos. I have a question for you about Lindsay Lohan.
Sure.
Do you think she's attractive?
Mm-mm. Okay. I have mixed feelings on this.
Okay.
Growing up, Lindsay Lohan was like...
Growing up Lohan.
No, like when I was growing up in the 90s, Lindsay Lohan...
I'll fix it in post.
Thank you.
No, I won't.
was like iconic. Like you looked up to her like Hillary Duff or whatever. She was like cool.
Did you? I never got to that point with Lindsay Lohan. I looked up to Hillary Duff. I was like, I want to be Hillary Duff.
I'm sure you
have. I want to be Gordo. Like, you know,
Gordo.
I want to be that whole thing. But no, I never really. So there's Disney Girl, which I would Raven Simone, mm-hmm. Hillary Duff. I never got Lindsay Lohan in that realm.
No, but she was in The Parent Trap.
But
that movie was epic. That was such a good movie.
Was it really though?
Well, from what I remember.
My circling back, my point is that I'm watching Lohan Beach Club, and half the time Lindsay Lohan looks attractive. The other half of the time, she literally looks like she just got off a binge drinking, binge drug thing.
Probably the truth.
So I've come up with, I think that Lindsay Lohan is a Boston 6.
I think she's a Seattle 4.
What does that even mean?
What does a Boston six mean?
A Boston six means like you're okay looking and like you're passable. So like if you go out for a night with the boys and you take home a Boston six, that's a good thing. I don't know what he's doing. Second of all, oh, I'm gonna have to fix that in post.
Dog fight over.
Pause. And good. Anyway, Lindsay Lohan is a Boston six.
Okay.
What that means is that she's semi-attractive in certain situations, but most of the time not.
To each their own.
Do you agree?
I don't know. I'm not one to like speak negatively of
I don't think Lindsay's a friend of the podcast yet.
She might be.
She's listening right now.
Maybe.
She's playing this at her beach club in Mykonos.
No, I just think she is who she is. So be it.
That's fair.
You do you, girl.
You want to move on to the next segment?
Yep, absolutely.
Fair enough. Let's all go to the movies. BYT goes to the movies. Let's all go to the movies to tell you what we saw. Okay. That was weird. So, two major trailers came out this week.
And I'm so excited for both of them.
Both of them?
Yep.
You want to? All right. Both. So I wanted to dive into Aladdin first, but I'm going to switch it on him and do Frozen 2 first.
Okay.
You saw the trailer.
Yep.
You actually told me to go watch the trailer. That's very rare.
So if y'all haven't seen it yet, Kristen Bell on Instagram, it's right up on her Instagram, her feed, not her stories even. So go check it out if you haven't seen it.
It's a legit post.
Yeah, it's a legit post.
Fair enough.
And she's pumped about it. I'm pumped about it.
So is there anything that you got from the trailer that you were like, wow?
Not necessarily wow, but I want to see what happens. Like, I was captivated. I'm like, oh.
Are you excited?
Why is she walking across water? Like, ooh. Why is...
Ooh.
Ooh. Why is Anna in a cave shivering?
Are you excited for Frozen 2?
I am.
Did you want a Frozen 2?
I didn't ask for one, but I'm appreciative there is a Frozen 2.
I don't find that there's any need for a Frozen 2.
Oh, well, Disney feels differently. They're going to capitalize on that.
Aside from a business standpoint, there's no need. They said everything they needed to say in Frozen 1. There's no need for a Frozen 2.
Well,
it's greed at this point. All right. Hey. Frozen 2, the power of money. That's what I would call it.
You gotta give the people what they
want. What is going on over there?
I don't know. They're fighting.
That's fine.
I think the people will like it. And I think everybody should start stocking up on Disney because between this, Aladdin, What else is coming out this year?
The Lion King.
There's a couple Marvel movies, right?
The Lion King's coming out. Marvel, please. Captain Marvel. Avengers Endgame is really the end-all be-all for this year.
But that's what I'm saying is just go buy stock, guys, because y'all are going to make some money. Between that, Star Wars Land opening up, it's going to be epic.
So my point with Frozen 2 is I don't think it's really necessary. I think they're going to capitalize on it in terms of money, in terms of people going, in terms of merchandise, whatever. So really, I want to go on to the one that's got everybody talking on Twitter. I don't know if you've been on Twitter.
I'm not a Twitter person.
Holy smokes. Aladdin.
I'm so pumped.
See, I think you're literally the only person in America who's pumped. So why don't you tell me why you're excited for it, and I will tell you why it's not good.
I'm excited because, like, that was one of the first Disney movies I wanted to be in. Like, I dressed up as Jasmine when it was Halloween. Like,
would you dress up as Jasmine now?
Hell no.
Please?
No.
Fair enough.
But, no, I'm excited for it. Why wouldn't you be? Like, and I think Will Smith as the genie is so fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
All right. So I don't know. Could you tell me? Do you think that Aladdin really need to be remade, or did they say everything they needed to say in the animated movie?
But they're remaking every movie. They remade Beauty and the Beast.
Do you remember what happened?
Loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you seen it since?
Yeah.
When? We don't even own it. So when
we
did
do own it?
No, we don't.
Yeah, huh?
No, we
your mom bought it for me.
Well, I'm gonna have to talk to her after. Because
and we like Cinderella.
It was okay.
No, it was more than okay.
First of all, I have a real problem with the CGI in this movie. First of all, I have a real problem with the quote unquote live action titling in all of these movies.
But I don't think it's fair to make a judgment without seeing the movie first.
I think it's real fair to say that Will Smith's genie looks awful right now.
There was like a 10-second clip.
I'm here. That was Will Smith.
I'm excited for it.
You can't be serious.
Yeah.
It looks real bad.
Well,
there's so many videos on YouTube. If you look at it, they're like 30 seconds long. And it's like, all right, so we have Aladdin here, you know. Oh, there's Jasmine. You know, Aladdin seems like a good guy. Jasmine, probably my favorite Disney princess. And oh my God. Oh no. Ugh, it's Will Smith's genie.
Who would have made a better genie in your
opinion? It's not Will Smith as the genie. It's the fact that the CGI on the genie looks awful.
But maybe they threw the clip together and it's not how the movie's going to look.
So don't put the clip together. Wait till you get it right.
Well,
no one's clamoring so much for Aladdin that they can't they can't wait an extra month to get the trailer. Like, you know, it's so bad that Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, was like, we need to get the Frozen 2 trailer out. But Bob, like 7 other Disney movies come out before Frozen. It's fine. Just get it out. Let it go. Let it go, you know?
I think you're being dramatic.
I don't think I'm being dramatic.
I don't know. We'll see what happens when it comes out. We will let the ratings
we'll
speak for themselves.
So when the ratings come in at a 34% approval rating, what are you gonna say?
Then I'll say, oh, I was wrong.
I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
I still like the movie.
Well, let's ask our listeners, because we do have hello listeners.
Hello.
Tell me, what do you think?
Yes, I need to know what you guys think about the trailer.
Team Jess or Team Mitch?
Ooh.
Y'all are used to this. Live shows.
We're back.
I won a lot. Team Jess.
You won a lot. That's a joke.
I did win a
That's
lot.
That's a joke.
Yep.
You want to get into the main thing?
Sure thing.
You do?
Sure. Bring it on.
You've got mail.
Life finds a way.
So,
I'm so nervous.
I was born in the 90s. You were not born in the 90s, but you consider yourself a quote unquote honorary member of the 90s crew.
I was born
crew.
In September of 89.
Yeah, that was 3 months beforehand.
A whole 3 months.
That's a long time.
Not really. I'm a child of the 90s.
You're a child of the 90s.
Yeah.
So the idea behind this is that we're going to do how well do you know the 90s?
Okay.
And it's going to vary. So in this case, we're gonna focus on music, 90s songs.
Oh, jeez.
But we could do movies. We could do TV shows. Dawson's Creek, anybody? No?
I didn't watch Dawson's Creek.
Why?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Maybe that's
favorite show of the 90s?
Carissa Explains It All.
What?
Yeah.
What
I don't know.
Show?
That's like the first show I could have thought of.
There's
A Boy Meets
so many
World. No. I don't know.
All right, fine, fine. Topanga or Snow Lodge Lauren?
Topanga.
Wrong.
Right. Snow Lodge Lauren makes like two appearances.
But they shake up the whole show.
Yeah.
They shake up the whole show.
You know what? No, don't ruin True Love, Snow Lodge Lauren.
Just throwing a little wrench in the plan.
Yeah, no.
Fine. All right, so what we're going to do with this one, it's music. I got 10 songs. I'm going to read you the lyrics.
Oh, God.
You have to guess the name of the artist and the name of the song.
I'm not going to be good at this.
I'm excited. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Before we dive in, over, under, and how many you'll get? Again, 10.
I'll probably get 4.
You think 4? I made them very easy.
Well, maybe
admittedly,
I'll get
because
more.
You are my wife. I do have a question, actually, circling back.
Oh, God.
Will this podcast end poorly?
Maybe.
Real talk. Is it going to end in a tragic Hollywood divorce? I guess that's really
what I'm
getting
at. I wouldn't go that far.
That's fair. All right. Are you ready? Question
ready.
Or artist one.
Okay.
You have so many relationships in this life. Only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife, then you turn your back and they're gone so fast. Oh, yeah. They're gone so fast.
I have no idea what this is. This is bad.
I'm going to give you a second.
People are going to yell at their computers.
Think about, instead of, oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Can you sing it?
Mm-bop.
Hanson.
I can't find it. But yes, it is. That's all you get. That's all the copyright infringements let me get. So you're 0 for 1.
I am not going to be good at this game.
0 for 1. All right. This one should be really easy.
Okay, we'll see.
My loneliness is killing me.
And hit me, baby, one more time. Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time. Got it.
Fair enough. 1 for 2.
1 for 2.
Okay. This next one's very easy, too. Actually, before we dive into this next one, I think that this song is literally the most inappropriate song of all time. Hmm. Now, before I give you the lyrics, do you have any guesses as to which one it could be?
It's no, I don't. We'll see.
Okay. If you want my future, forget my past.
If you want to get with me, better make it fast. Now don't be wasted. I should not be singing. Sorry, guys. Hit it.
My precious time. Get your act together. You'll be just fine.
But what did they say? Oh, I'll tell you what. No. If you want to be zing, my zing, lover.
I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
They want the D.
I wanna zig a zig. Ah.
No, all right, yeah. M likes it in her face. That I mean, this is the most inappropriate song of all time, and you cannot tell me any differently.
I don't know.
I'm very upset about this song. You're not engaging in this. All right, no. So you are now 1 for 2. Are you playing along at home? Should I slow it down?
No.
Next one's a little bit difficult. A little bit difficult. Very angsty.
Jessica's out.
And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette.
Do you know what song, though? It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me.
I don't know. That one. I love how you picked the parts I would say.
I went straight for the clips. I had to have it ready to go. I felt like it really brought the pod together because it's going to be like 30 minutes. All right. You're 2 for 4.
What?
2 for 4. 50% right now.
I got more than 2?
No.
Yeah?
No, you missed Mbop.
Yeah, that's the only one I missed. You're the worst. All right, you're
fine. Math and goo is not my forte. All right, so you're 3 for 4.
Yeah.
Number 5. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do.
Yeah, I know this song.
Do you?
Yep.
I'm not hearing.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized. I don't believe that anybody. Can you cut that out? I should not.
I'm not cutting any of this out, actually.
About you now.
Do you know the song? The band.
Crap.
I'll give you a hint. Jay-Z had real beef with them.
Oh, God. I can't remember their names. Is it Green Day? No.
No.
No, definitely no. Not Green Day.
More British.
Okay. Pass. I know the song. I should get 50. You're my and maybe.
I'll give you a half a point on that. So you're 3.5 out of 5.
What's the band's name, though? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, wow. It's a desert thing. It can happen in the desert.
Drought?
That can also happen in the desert. No. Real desert thing, though.
I don't know.
If you're, like, hallucinating, cacti. you can envision an oasis.
Oh, I wouldn't have said oasis. Would never I was there, thinking huh? A mirage.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way that... they're the same thing. It's a desert oasis. All right. Ready?
Ready.
Number 6.
All right.
I don't feel too confident in you. You're 3.5 out of 5.
More than that, 4.5.
No, you're 3.5 out of 5. You're 3.5 out of 5.
Ugh, you're the worst.
You're gonna argue with me about this? You got Mbop wrong.
Whatever.
And you barely got Oasis.
Shush.
All right, number 6. Now I can see that we've fallen apart from the way that it used to be. Yeah. No matter the distance,
I want you to know that deep down inside of me.
You want it that way.
Tell you me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Heartache.
Whatever.
Wow. Wow.
So, what's the name of the song?
Backstreet Boys.
That's the name of the band.
I want it that way.
Fair enough. Number 7 is a little bit tough.
Okay.
So you are 4.5 out of 6.
I don't like your scoring, but okay. That's
fine.
Think I'm 5.5.
I think you're 4.5 out of 6 because I'm pretty sure you barely got Oasis Wonderwall and you definitely got Hanson's Mbop.
Okay.
But I got to circle back to this actually.
So what's 6 minus 1.5 points?
4.5.
Oh, it's Friday. All right.
So I decided I wanted to do this thing. We're taking a quick break before we dive into 7. I decided I wanted to do this
quick
contest thing. Yeah, I want to get people on it though. So if we have any listeners, I'd like them to like say, "Hey, I want to call in," and we'll get you in on the segment. Your mom, for example, thought about it.
Grandma.
Yeah. So I thought about this, and I was like, First thing that came to mind was Hanson's Mbop. Mm-hmm. So I dove into the lyrics of Hanson's Mbop. And very, very way ahead of their time for that.
Oh, yeah?
For example, the piece that I said to you, right? You have so many relationships in this life, only one or two will last. Very dark, right?
But true.
Right.
Do you think they really wrote Mbop?
I don't know, man. So... you have so many relationships, only one or two. You go through all the pain and strife, then you turn back and they're gone so fast. So hold on to the ones that really care. In the ends, they're the only ones that's really there. And when you get old and start losing your hair, can you tell me, will you still care?
No.
Yeah. Will you still care? Bop. Dibby dot dot do up. Dibby da di da. Do do up.
Bop ba do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any
Take
one
a
of
shower.
Those. No. Sure. I guess I got to. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. Real deep lyrics for 12-year-olds or whatever they were at that time.
No, I think like the older ones were probably like...
Their mom probably wrote it, right?
Maybe.
All right. Number 7.
You're going to be famous. I'm going to write you these lyrics and you're going to sing them like you mean it.
All right. Number 7.
Okay. Ready.
You're 4.5 out of 6.
Okay.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights.
For a century of lonely nights. Just waiting for someone to release me. I'm a genie.
You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way. But that don't mean I'm going to give it away.
Baby, baby, baby. I'm a genie in a
bottle. You gotta love me the right way. That's also an inappropriate song.
That should be what Will Smith sings on, like, The Exit.
I'm a genie, baby. That's a very inappropriate song.
Oh, my
song.
Gosh. Stop with the inappropriateness. Me? Everything's... Cardi B's inappropriate.
Well, yeah.
Everything's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Get over it.
A little bit. So...
Let's move
on. I'll give you that one. You're 5.5 out of 7.
Yep. I am.
Number 8. She's into superstitions. Black cats.
Black cats and voodoo dolls.
I feel a premonition.
That girl's a premonition.
That girl's gonna make me fall. She's
Ricky
in...
Martin.
To new sensations. New kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and every night.
She makes me take my clothes off and go dancing in the rain. It's yeah. Ricky Martin.
I know Upside it. Inside out. Come on. My dad loves that song.
Oh, yeah, he does. I feel like it's not a poolside song, though. No offense.
Oh, it is.
No,
that's
thank
me
you.
Doing my shimmy. For anybody not on the pod, on the Twitch or the YouTube or whatever we're on.
On the Google.
Fine. You are 6.5 out of 8. How do you feel going into the last 3?
Good, because I did better than I thought I was going to.
You thought you were going to get... I got to make them harder.
No, this is fine.
Wait till we get into the 90s TV shows.
I'm not going to be good at that.
Yeah, especially since you didn't see Dawson's Creek.
Nope.
All right. Number 9.
Niner.
I will never find another lover more precious than you.
More precious than you.
Girl, you are close to me like my mother.
And close to me like my sister.
Close to me like my father.
My brother.
Close to me like my brother. You are the only one, my everything.
My everything.
For you, this song I sing.
And all my life.
I pray for someone like you.
But really, like how many... school dances does that song bring you to? Like, that was like, babe, this is our song. Like,
that was definitely my jam at the youth group dance circa 2001.
I remember we had place dances when I was growing up.
What is a place dance? I need to know this.
It was like this random barn out in where I grew up.
So like the barn in Schitt's Creek.
Kind of. And then like all the parents, it was for, I think, middle school. All the parents would drop off the kids, and it was like this club for teenagers. And they had a snack stand. Upstairs was like this big dance place with like lights. It was pretty epic.
Did you enjoy it? Did you frequent the barn dance?
Frequented the place dance. And then my mom would pick us up.
Dance.
Like there would be a carload of us. And she'd pick us up and blast music.
Your mom was a
home.
Very responsible adult. I have to say this.
She was the best.
So I had the luxury of doing after prom at your mom's house. Not dating you at the time, but I had the luxury of doing after prom at your mom's house. And she didn't even say hi to me. Didn't say hi to anybody. It was just like, keys in the shell. Come on in. I was like, okay.
Keys in the coconut. Yeah. Come on in.
So I was like, oh, thanks, Care Bear.
Yeah. She's a good lady. But like my house was always like the house everybody went to. So we would go to the place dances, have a huge sleepover. It was so much fun. And then, like, prank call all the boys we danced with that day.
I just remember after prom, night. I went there, and then I had to work at, like, 9 the next day. Very tired. Didn't do much sleeping. You ready for the last question? Days. You are 7.5 out of 9.
Yeah, I am.
I feel like you're tooting your own horn right now.
I would have passed my 90s test.
Yeah, you might. depending on the teacher. Some graded on a weird scale where 65 was a C, but others graded on a weird scale.
I went
to
public school. 70 was passing.
70 was good. 70 was pretty good. All right.
Next.
Last one.
Thank you.
And I didn't do a bonus.
Next.
Oh. Okay. Because I'm a model, you know what I mean? And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Oh.
Yeah, the catwalk.
I hate this song.
I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Oh, my God. Your dad loves this song, too. This is his ringtone.
I'm too sexy for my love.
I didn't even put the whole thing. Too sexy for my love. So sexy it hurts.
Worst song ever.
You really feel that way, huh?
I'm just not a fan.
That's fair.
I think Jeff ruined it for me.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
So you finished with a whopping 8.5 out of 10.
That's not bad.
I'm writing it down.
Go with me.
Are you proud of that score?
I am.
You think you'll do better the next time?
No.
Do you think anybody out there, our 5 listeners, did better than you?
Probably. I'm sure there were some people like, Jessica, what's wrong with you?
I mean, you only got 1.5 wrong. So
yeah. Hey.
The only real one you got wrong was Mbop.
Which is sad because I love that song.
Which is very, it's difficult. I'm telling you, you look at those lyrics. Those lyrics are
apparently
fire.
I've never really listened to the song.
I need to know who wrote those lyrics because it certainly wasn't the Hanson brothers.
All I really know is Mbop.
Dibby dop dop doo wop.
Doo wop.
Fair enough.
Do it up now.
So.
Here we are. Here we go.
You know what I just realized?
No.
I just realized I had right and wrong ones.
Oh, man. You had sounders?
So, yeah. So, if you got it right, I was supposed to give you a Mario coin.
That was really loud.
That was very loud.
Head.
If you got it wrong, I was supposed to give you the Family Feud.
Man. Remember when we went on Family Feud?
Food? We didn't go on Family Feud.
Oh, yeah. We went
on the Price is Right. And we did not get picked.
Ugh, I was so disappointed.
I would have won the Price is Right.
I made the best shirts. I was actually looking at pictures the other day from the time we went to California. And I made these shirts for us. And it had the Price is Right logo on it. And it said, you can have my husband if the price is right. And then I made Mitch wear a matching one.
What she didn't realize is that for me, the price was $1.
That's fine. If I would have got on that stage, I would have been happy winning $1. I love Drew Carey, but I wish it was Bob.
I don't like Drew Carey that much. I find him quite annoying, actually.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Real great. really loved it. That was real awesome. That was real great. That was real good.
I love that show, though. I used to skip
school. How often do you watch the show? You haven't watched that show in...
I used to skip school just to watch that show.
Fun fact. All right. When is the last time you legit watched
Probably
The Price is Right?
When we were on
No,
The Price is
we
Right.
didn't even watch that.
No,
because
it was like so
that.
Awkward.
We didn't watch that. I didn't want to see... I was right in the corner the whole time. I did not
we
want to see
We were like...
That.
We had
I was
really
all
good
up. I got a big head.
We were all
head.
Up in that filming. Oh, my hands hurt after doing that, too. Like, they make you clap the whole time.
A lot of clapping.
And smile, like, you're happy to be there.
I wasn't happy to be there. I didn't get picked. Yeah, fun fact, they you don't get picked, and they throw you in. But you don't know, actually. Never mind.
No, you don't
it's
know.
It's a long day.
It is a long day. If y'all ever decide to go, pack a lunch, man.
just don't go and waste your money at the quote-unquote Price is Right gift shop.
Yeah, no, not worth it.
They got chocolates and sweatshirts.
Just come to me. I'll make you a sweatshirt.
And give you a chocolate.
Yeah, y'all, if you're looking for custom tees, we've done tons of Bachelor. And this kind of... So for those who are listening and don't know our background, Mitch and I started selling clothes. Then we had a bus that we were selling clothes out of. Then I got a real job.
And couldn't do that
and,
anymore.
It just wasn't working. It was too time consuming and we weren't spending enough. We were spending time together, but not, how would you put it? Like meaningful time together.
Not how you'll say meaningful time.
We weren't meaningful. So we had to give up something. And we wanted to still keep our creative outlet, but just change what we were doing. So we kind of transitioned into screen printing. And that for the past year, I would say it's really taken off. We've had one shirt go viral on
twice.
Us. Yeah, two times. It's
that makes sense.
Now.
We've had one shirt go viral twice.
Twice, which is awesome. So, yeah, we... And then we went into BYT, by your terms, because that's kind of how we try to live our lives, I guess. Like live free by your terms.
Yeah.
That's kind of our philosophy. You do you and you do it how you want to do.
Yeah.
So we started the shirts and we always said like we want to do like a lifestyle brand. We want to encompass everything we love. Mitch really likes doing music and podcasts and kind of production, and I'm more of a creative person, so we're combining both of our hobbies.
We're gonna see what happens
and see what happens.
We're gonna see what happens. Just roll with it. If you're still with us, we're about 40 minutes into this, so thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
But
next week we will bring you
friendships. Where can they find us?
You can find us, we're all over the social media.
The best part about it is all of our outlets are the same thing. It's By Your Terms on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep.
Very simple. Search By Your Terms, you'll find us.
By Your Terms. Yeah.
I just want to say thank you all for listening. If you've gotten to this far, it's real short, but we will continue to bring the content. I felt like this was fun.
Yeah, we had fun.
Right, we'll iron out the kinks going forward and
we'll see how
we'll make
goes.
It happen.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Bye.
Be kind. Bye.